This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Israel has attacked the Syrian army's positions in the country's Quneitra province. The area is near the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, where government troops are advancing on militants. Our correspondent in Damascus, Muhammad Ali, earlier told us more.
There were several Israeli attacks on Syrian army positions in Al Quneitra province. The first, the Syrian army was able, with its air defense systems, to repel, to foil that attack, which targeted Syrian army positions in an area called Qurs al-Nafil, which is in Al Quneitra province. Then, following that attack, there was another several missile attacks on several areas for the Syrian army positions. You ask experts, every time there's a significant advance for the Syrian army against terrorist groups, we always directly see an Israeli attack on a Syrian army position. Usually, the Syrian army, hours after an Israeli attack, always stresses that such attacks are actually a direct support for terrorist groups, especially if we take into consideration the area in Syria's south, in Al Quneitra, where the Syrian army is planning to wage an offensive against terrorist groups of Daesh and al-Nusra and others over there in Al Quneitra, near the separation line with the occupied Golan over there.
To discuss that further, and I'm joined from London by Tony Gosling, who is an investigative journalist. Tony, as always, thanks for joining us. We obviously know, Tony, that Israel has been even more nervous since the Syrian army has been liberating areas close to the Golan Heights. What do you make of these airstrikes?
Well, the Golan Heights, was the Israelis took that in 1967, Six-Day War, and it's not theirs. It's not part of Israel under international law. They call it a defense buffer zone. Well, obviously it's not a defense buffer zone, it's an attack zone. They consider it part of Israel. And if anyone gets even close to the Golan Heights now, they want to attack them, especially if those people happen to be Syrians in their own country who are trying to get rid of terrorists who are being supported by Israel and by the West. So even though NATO is meeting at the moment in Brussels, the elephant in the room is Israel and their support for Israel. One of the most aggressive states in the world. I actually read something last week from David Harrell, who's the Israeli Academy of Science and Humanities. He's their vice president. And he called the situation there, particularly between Israel and Palestine, a time bomb. He called for international intervention. And I think someone at the United Nations better wake up their ideas and do something rather than just simply allowing the proxies in the United States, the Israelis' friends, to just veto every sensible attempt by the international community to stop the Israeli bullying and killing their neighbors.
And Tony, you know, we know that there is evidence, of course, that Israel has been even arming a lot of those militants, especially, again, close to the occupied Golan Heights. What do you make of that?
Well, the question is, how does Israel get away with this? Say, for example, Assad was to be arming terrorists in and around Tel Aviv or in and around London. They wouldn't be allowed to get away with it. The main, I think, reason that they can continue to do this is the complicity of almost the entire Western media. Also, of course, the major support from the United States, the US and France, who are the traditional colonial powers in the region, the deep states in those countries, not necessarily the politicians, not all the politicians agree, but the deep state really controls that foreign policy. That is to do with big business and the arms business. That's how they get away with it. And I think, you know, this is another reason we need to have some sort of intervention by the UN against what the Israelis think they can get away with. So while everyone is focusing in the Western press on what is happening at the NATO conference, actually the Israelis, their allies, are committing these sorts of acts of aggression. The United States has really taken over since World War II and the formation of the Israeli state from France and Britain. France and Britain was supplying much of the hardware to the Israelis in the 1950s and 1960s. And then after the October War in 1973, the Americans really took over big time, supplying the tanks and the aircraft. And actually, many people don't realize this, but back in when the State of Israel was first formed, Just as the Israeli Irgun terrorists were killing the British soldiers who were occupying in the Palestinian Mandate, the Irgun actually plotted to kill Winston Churchill. This is the Zionist terrorist group back in 1944 during the war, because he didn't support the state, the beginning of the State of Israel. The Israeli terrorists had killed some of his friends, personal friends. And so this is a long-rooted problem, and this is just the latest development. It would be nice to see some discussion about what the Israelis are up to at the NATO conference.
Very well, Tony. We'll leave it there at that. But, of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.